会说一个经历。
Let me share one experience with you.
我在十多年前做牧师的时候呢，有时候我听到人跟我说他们不开心。
When I was a pastor 10 years ago, some people told me they are unhappy.
为什么呢？很简单，因为没有工作，没有钱。
Very simply because they have no job, no money.
婚姻不愉快，孩子不听话，有这等的问题。
Their marriages are not happy and their children are not obedient.
但是现在尤其近几年，我听到人跟我说：“牧师，我不开心的。”
But recent years, I heard people telling me, "Pastor, I'm not happy."
但是我也不知道为什么。
But I do not know why.
好像我里面有一个自我没有办法实现出来。
It's like there's something in me that I cannot actualize.
我很多的潜能没有办法发挥，很多的梦想不能成真。
I cannot unleash a lot of my potential. I cannot fulfill a lot of my dreams.
那他们不说那个很实在的问题。
They didn't share the very concrete specific problem.
他们就说出一种感觉，就是我找不到自己，活不出自己的感觉。
So they just describe a feeling where they cannot find themselves.
现在的人都是这么说话的。
So this is how people nowadays speak.
好像他们心里面有一种向往，没有办法达成。
It's like there's a kind of yearning in their heart that they cannot fulfill.
所以有一天我就在想，人心里面到底有什么欲望？
So one day I pondered to myself, what is the desire in human heart?
那我就特别从圣经找。
And so I go to search in the Bible.
我就明白了，人有一个最高的欲望。
So I understand that human has the highest desire.
那我们会问，那人最高的欲望是什么？
So we will ask, what is the highest desire of man?
你问你自己的心，看你有没有发现。
So you ask your heart to see whether you have discovered it.
有一天我发现其实很简单，人最高的欲望就是我想怎样就能做到什么，就能怎样。
So one day I realized that the human desire is very simple. That is, I want to be what I want to be.
可能各位没有想过，但是我们的心里都有这种向往。
Perhaps you never think about it, but there's this kind of desire in our heart.
其实我们从生到这个世界就想怎样就怎样。
From the moment we are born to this earth, we want to be what we want to be.
那个是叫我们最有 kick, 最爵士的一种体验。
That give us the best kind of experience.
各位做小孩子的时候呢，我以前就是想做超人。
When you are a child, last time I used to be want to be Superman.
因为你看到电视超人嘛。
Because I see that on the TV.
所以你怎么做？你把一个毛巾放在 你的背后，然后从椅子跳下来，超人了，对不对？
So how do you be a Superman? You wear a towel behind your back and you jump from the chair.
我们女孩子小时候看妈妈煮饭，我要做最好的厨师，玛莎玛莎就完了，对不对？
So young girls, we watch our mothers cook and we want to be the best chef.
你把所有的东西放在你妈妈的锅里面，然后就炒啊。
So you put all your toys into the wok of your mother, you just fry it, you become the best.
最好的厨师。
Best chef.
各位有没有发现？你想什么，你就想做到那个东西。
So have you realized whatever you want to be like that?
后来你长大之后呢，好像感觉没有意义。
So as we grow up, we find it meaningless.
后来你看到，哎，人会画画，画得很好，你自己也想做画家。
So when you see someone draws very well, you yourself also want to be a painter.
人家赚钱，哇，生意人常常赚得漂漂亮亮，穿得很好，然后我也要做生意人。
So you see other people, they prosper because of their business, you also want to be a businessman.
这个父母亲，哎呀，真的很不错，他教导孩子，我也要以后要做最好的母亲，最好的父亲。
You saw some parents being very good in teaching their kids, you want to be the best parent also yourself.
其实我们都向往我们想到的，我们能够做到。
We all yearn after what we dream of us becoming.
我们认为我们想到的那个就是我，然后我要自我实现出来，那个潜能发挥出来。
We think that whatever we can think of, that is our true self, and we want to self-actualize.
虽然很多时候我们得到了我们要的东西，就一下子，哎呀，就是没有什么 kick 了，
Even though after getting what we want, we lose the kick after a while.
但是我们还是继续要得到那个东西。
But we still keep pursuing that.
各位，我们人都有这个向往，虽然我们知道我们想什么做到什么这个不逻辑。
We all have our yearning, even though we know it is illogical to be what we want to be.
但是我们心里面就是想那个东西。
But this is the desire of our hearts.
那有一些比较上了年纪的人说，哪里有想这些东西，吃的穿的够了就好了。
So some elderly people they say we didn't think about all this. It's already good enough if we can eat well and live well.
问题是现在已经吃够穿够，什么都够了。
But the thing is now we have already eaten well and live quite well.
所以人心里面的那个欲望就慢慢显露出来。
So the desires within human hearts gradually becomes revealed.
所以你会看到，我们常常会听到人说，我有梦想，我有才华。
So we often hear people saying, I have dreams and talents.
我有潜能，但是达不到。
I have potential, but I just cannot realize it.
人都这么说话。
And that's what people always say.
所以久而久之呢，人为了要达到这个潜能。
And in order to fulfill their potential.
要实现他们的欲望。
To realize their desires.
他们就探讨为什么我没有办法想到什么，做到什么。
Then they start to explore why is it that I cannot be what I want to be.
那首先有一些人就想到，哦，因为我没有机会，我没有那个平台给我发挥我自己。
So some people they think, oh, it's because I lack the opportunities and platforms for me to realize my potential.
其实我很能演戏的，我很能唱歌的，没有机会。
Actually, I can act and sing well, but it's just that I don't have the chance.
其实我很聪明的，没有机会给我发挥。
I'm actually very smart, but I just don't have the opportunity.
所以现在你们有看综艺节目吗？
So now you watch variety.
有这些综艺节目就是最强大。
Like the strongest mind, brain.
人的超然的记忆力那个显示出来。
They have very superb memory. They can manifest that.
我看你们一百多个人啊，等下过后我还是能够记得你们的样子。
100 names I can remember later on.
有这样的试验啊。
All this kind of.
有些什么我是歌手，你们有没有看？
Variety shows like I'm a singer.
其实我唱的歌比歌星还好，没有机会，所以挑战他们。
I can sing better than the singers, but it's just I don't have I don't have the chance.
有些人笑，有些人不懂我在讲什么，可能没有看哦。
Some of you don't know what I'm talking about.
不需要太看综艺节目，我无聊的时候才看的，我也不。
You don't have to watch too much of all these shows.
但是人要做什么？因为我有潜能，我要发挥。
But people just want to show that I have potential to fulfill.
那有些人为什么没有办法发挥这个潜实现自我？因为我心里有惧怕。
So why is self-actualization so difficult? It's because there's fears within us.
而且惧怕叫我有压力，没有自信。
So fears make me very stressed, such that I lose confidence.
有一样东西我能做得很好的，但做不了，因为有压力，有惧怕。
I actually can excel in something, but because of stress and fear, I can't do it.
所以现在很多的心理学、积极思想学，人都探讨这些东西，为了要给自己那个自信，除去惧怕。
And that's why humans go to psychology and positive thinking in order to raise our self-confidence.
或者有些人说，哦，因为我没有一个环境，没有人教我。
And some people say because I lack the environment, no one teaches me.
所以有人教我，有人给我机会，那我就能够 excel 啊，能够发挥。
So as long as someone teaches me and give me the chance, then I can excel.
但是我们知道，人就是在这个自我实现里面，他们到了一个地步还是不能满足。
But even in self-actualization, to a point, they still cannot be satisfied.
过于他们真正的我，他们不知道自己是谁。
Because it goes beyond their own true self, they doesn't know who they are.
所以有一些人。好像这个游泳健将 Michael Phelps 他就拿到有史以来整个人类历史最多的金牌 Olympics。
It's like the swimming champion Michael Phelps, and he have he gotten the most
Olympics gold medal.
Yeah.
然后后来呢，没有什么 kick 了啊。
But then after that he lost the kick.
那所以现在跟鱼要一起比赛游。
And so
你们知道吗这件事？所以跟鱼一起，跟 dolphin 一起游，看谁快。
And he want to try out whether he can swim faster than dolphin.
结果是这样。
So what's the outcome?
当然你知道他输了，因为他是人嘛，他不是鱼。
Of course, he lost because he's a human, not a fish.
但是人就是有这个自我实现的想法。
But humans have this desire to self-actualize.
这个欲望很强。
We have very strong desire.
在这个时代呢，慢慢显露出来。来看我，不要担心。
So it's getting more and more obvious in this era.
也顺便讲一样东西哈。
So I also want to share something, by the way.
其实我最近读到一个社会学家他讲的一个报告哈，有关婚姻的观念。
Recently, I read a sociologist sharing his thoughts about marriage.
你们知道，在这个婚姻，人类的婚姻分成有三个阶段。
So there are three stages in human marriages.
第一个阶段是从古时代以来一直到1950年。
From ancient time until 1950s.
那个时候人是怎么结婚的？
How did humans get married?
很多都是做媒，然后 matchmaking 结婚，对不对？
It's mostly by matchmaking.
然后那时候人结婚，为什么结婚？也不是什么我爱你，你爱我的东西。
And the reason why they get married is not because of love, mutual love.
因为这个家庭需要啊，社会需要。
Because of the need of the family and society.
结了婚尽量生多一点孩子。
And after marriage, they try to give birth to as many children as possible.
帮忙耕农啊，办理家事啊，管理的是家里的事。
To help with the farming and family matters.
那是从古时代到1950年。
That's from ancient time to 1950s.
那从1950年开始呢，忽然间你听到，哎，人讲到婚姻的时候呢，有讲到我的选择。
So from 1950s onwards, when people talk about marriage, they start to talk about their choices.
以前不是这么选择的，以前是你嫁给谁你就学爱谁，对不对？
In the past, it's not about choices. It's whoever you're married to, you just learn to love.
那现在从1950年开始，这个西方就开始听到这样的话。我说我爱你，我不爱你啊。
So in from 1950 onwards, from the Western culture, we start to hear things like "I love you, I do not love you."
所以人就按自己的意思就选择自己所爱的来结婚了。
So based on human choices, they choose who they are married to.、
我不知道我们是哪一个年代的啊。
I don't know which era we belong to.
但是很奇妙的，你知道吗？从1950年开始呢。就开始多起来的东西就是同居，人同居。
And from 1950s, cohabitation becomes more common.
哎，为什么自己选择了，然后又选择了一些，然后又不要结婚，又同居
啊 ？So they make their choices, but yet they don't want to get into marriage, and so they cohabitate.
一种文化就出来了。
So this is a kind of culture.
那这是第二阶段。
That's the second phase.
第三阶段就是差不多现在，然后这几年，尤其21世纪进入之后。
And the third phase is around 21st century.
那现在人为什么结婚？
And why does people get married right now?
其实在心里面，内心里面很大的一个理由就是我要实现我自己。
The major reason is because I want to actualize myself.
好像如果没有结婚，我不完整。
It's as if I'm not married, I'm not complete.
我生命里面很多的潜能没有发挥出来，因为我没有结婚，没有体验过婚姻。
And I cannot unleash the potential in my life because I've never tasted marriage.
现在人开始有这种的欲望，因这种的需要来结婚。
And humans start to have this kind of desire and get married because of this need.
所以我结婚是，所以你要让我成为一个更成功、更杰出的男人。
So in order to become a more outstanding man.
那从另外一个呢，姐妹说，你要让我成为一个更幸福的一个女人。
And the sister wants to get married because she wants to be more blissful.
我跟你结婚就是你要让我成为那样的人。
I marry you so that you can help me be that kind of person.
这个就是自我实现了。
And that is self-actualization.
人类已经走到一个地步，他们一直要实现他自己。
They have come. Humans have come to a point where they keep on wanting to actualize themselves.
我并不是说我们不要选择就随便结婚。
I'm not saying we shouldn't be making choices and anyhow.
也不是说我们不要进步。
I'm also not saying that we should not progress.
但是你会发现很奇妙，当这个 self-actualize 这个自我实现为一个婚姻的目的的时候。
But when you realize that self-actualization becomes the purpose of marriage,
然后现在的离婚率是最高的。
The divorce rates nowadays are getting higher.
这些东西呢是一个 question mark， 我们大家都去想。
So all these are things we need to ponder over.
但是圣经又给我们答案。
But the Bible tells us certain answers.
圣经有告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
人心里面其实最高的欲望是什么？
What is the highest desire in human hearts?
其实圣经有两处告诉我们，人他心里面终究的欲望是什么？
So in two areas, the Bible tells us what is the highest desire in man.
刚才我们也读到。
We have read them just now.
第一就是，有一天，人上帝所创造的人，他想像上帝一样。
So the first thing is the man created by God. One day he wanted to be like God.
他想像上帝一样知道善恶，所以他能够判断一切的事情。
He wants to be like God to know good and evil, so that he can discern all things.
多么好，你什么都知道。我什么讲对的就是对，我讲错的就是错。人就是向往那个东西了。
So humans desires to know what is good and bad.
那我们知道人失败了。
But we know that humans fail.
另外一处呢，就是有一次当人类多起来，人数多的时候。
So another passage tells us when humans grow in number.
那他们就有一个向往，我们要造一个塔，塔顶通天到上面。
So they have this desire to build a tower that reaches the heaven.
冲过云彩。
Break through the clouds.
人很奇怪的，人都是想向高处行，各位有没有发现
？So humans really desires higher grounds.
你比你的孩子有没有比谁矮，都是比谁高的。
When you compare your children, you don't compare who is shorter, but who is taller.
哪一个国家的 building 那个最高啊？是不是 Malaysia 的那个 Twin Tower 啊
？Which towers, which buildings in which ever country is higher?
是不是台湾的那个101还是那个？Dubai 的那个我们不知道。
Is it the tallest building in Taiwan, KL or Dubai?
那人一直要往高处去。
So humans keep wanting to pursue higher and higher grounds.
然后呢，人一直往高的时候呢，就是找神是往高的，没有人想地下去找神的。
So when humans aim high, they keep searching for God, in higher places, not
lower places. 所以就高处行的那种心态。
So we have this, we like to aim high.
所以人。为什么要向高处？因为在高处的时候看下去，好像我是神。
Because why do they desire high places? Because when you look down from high, it's as if you are God.
所以上帝那时候变乱了人的口音。
And that's why God distorted all the languages of humans.
原来那时候人类就讲一个语文。
Actually, in the past, humans they all share the same language.
比如说，每个人就讲，忽然间，哎，这个讲印度话，那个马来话，那个华文，那个英文，怎么每个不一样了，对不对
？Suddenly become very chaotic because they start to speak in different languages.
然后很奇妙的，他们没有办法建那个塔。
And then strangely, they are unable to build that tower.
各位看到吗？人他的欲望，他没有问自己是谁，但是他往那个欲望走去的时候，有一个破坏性。
So humans, they didn't ask themselves who they are, but they keep pursuing their desires and they face a very destructive power.
他面对一个真实的失败。
And they face a real failure.
我可以跟你说哦，今天啊，人没有好好的认识自己。
So humans, we didn't really truly know ourselves.
其实他们讲的很多的话，并不是反射自己的。
A lot of things that they say didn't reveal themselves.
我可以跟你说，我每次听到人讲两种骗话。
We always hear two kinds of lies by people.
第一个骗话是我一定能。
First is I surely can.
你放心，包在我身上，我一定能的。
Rest assured, I surely can do it.
如果人这样跟你讲，你千万不要相信。
If people tell you that, please do not believe them.
因为他明天还活着，他不知道。
Because he doesn't even know whether he's still alive tomorrow.
另一个骗话是什么
？What is the other lie?
已经够了。
It is enough.
我满足了。
I'm satisfied.
活到这把年纪够了。
I've lived to this age. It is enough for me.
有吃有穿够了。
It is enough for me to have something to eat and wear.
哪里够？
It is not possible.
完全是骗人的。
It's completely a lie.
等他什么都有的时候，就是在想还有什么没有。
When the person has everything, he will start thinking what he doesn't have.
人自己不认识他自己。
But humans, we do not know ourselves. We do not understand ourselves.
所以我可以跟你说，人类走到今天的时候呢，他如果拿着镜子看自己，会看到自己的失败。
So up to this moment, when humans take a mirror to reflect upon himself, he will see his own failure.
他按着自己的欲望祈求的，最后害自己。
Whatever he has asked according to his own desires will eventually harm him.
人建造火箭去到太空了。
Humans invented rockets to go to space.
但是同时呢，就用火箭的那个科技呢，你用箭那个 missile， 对不对？能够放核弹，能够送去别的国家。
Yet with the same technology of the rocket, they also created missile to attack other countries.
那人做很多的东西，心里面的向往，一个父母亲要孩子这么杰出，我就向往。
So humans does a lot of things out of their desires. The parents wanted their children to excel.
给他们训练，给他们补习，给他们各种的培训。
So give them all kinds of training and tuition.
孩子很压力。
And the children feel very stressed.
这到一个地步，就现在这个时代呢，孩子有忧郁症。
So up to a point, a lot of children nowadays they have depression.
各位有发现吗？人走到那个自我破坏的光景。
So humans have reached the stage of self-destruction.
因为他要自我实现。
Because he desires self-actualization.
但是他不知道自己是谁。
But he doesn't know who he is.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear friends and brothers and sisters.
我告诉你，在整个宇宙里面呢，只有一个人，一位，他能够想什么就做到什么的。
In the entire universe, there's only one person who can be what he wants to be.
他要怎样就能怎样的。
He can act as he please.
他是谁
？And who is he?
他就是上帝了。
He is God himself.
他想怎样就怎样。
He can do whatever he pleases.
他说有，这个世界就有的。
When he say that the world come, he created the world.
他定出什么是爱，那个就是爱。
And he determined whatever is love.
他定出什么是公义，就是公义了。
Whatever he determined, that is righteous.
只有上帝。
Only God.
只有上帝他自己要成为怎样，他就是那样，他就是成为那样。
So only God, he himself, he can be what he wants to be.
And 他就做出这样了。
And he can carry out.
然后呢？上帝造的万物里面，万有里面，其实他们也有一个我。
So there is also a self in all the creation.
因为跟他被创造的那个原理有关系的。
It has got to do with the principle of creation.
那这个鱼呢？鱼跟自己说：“我要实现自我。”
So if the fish tells itself that I want to actualize myself.
他想的很周到哈。
And it's a very wonderful thinking.
不是很夸张。
It's not very exaggerated.
所以我在鱼里面游就好了。
It's fine as long as I swim in the water.
他不用去陆地走，然后要证明实现自我。
It doesn't need to walk on land to prove itself.
那个鸟呢？它很有自知之明，它知道我在空中飞就好，不用进到水里面。
And the birds, it has very great self-awareness. It knows that it can just fly in the sky, doesn't have to enter into the water.
但是人呢？他一直要实现自我的时候，他没有发现，没有认识自己是谁。
But as humans, we pursue self-actualization.We didn't realize who we are.
你要 self-actualize, 对不对？你要先知道我是什么，我是谁。
In order to actualize yourself, you need to first know who you are.
其实你知道，当人他离开造他的上帝的时候
When humans depart from the God who created,
他成为最可怜的样子。
He is in the most pitiful state.
好像他什么都能，什么都会想。
It's as if he can do a lot of things and he can think about a lot.
他什么都要。
And he wants many things.
但是他不知道自己是谁。
But he doesn't know who he is.
他失去上帝的时候，他同时他失去自己。
The moment he lost God, he also loses himself.
不知道我是谁，所以我看到别人有那个，我也要。
He doesn't know who he is, so when he see other people having something, he also desires.
别人那个成功，那个好，我也要。
The success of others, I also want.
所以他成为很可怜的人。
So he become a very pitiful man.
所以鱼跟鸟比他幸福。
So even the fishes and the birds are more blissful than him.
这个猴子吃香蕉就很开心，他不能开心。
The monkeys they get very happy after eating bananas.
他开着车，开着车子，坐着飞机不能开心。
Humans are not happy even when they drive the cars and take the plane.
因为他的一个欲望一直不能实现，但是那个欲望是不能实现的。
He cannot fulfill his desires, which is unattainable.
因为他离开上帝了，他失去自己了。
So the moment he departed from God, he also lost himself.
上帝看到人的迷茫，人的可怜。
And so God see how lost man is.
上帝知道人无论怎样找，怎样要实现这，他实现不了的。
And God knows that no matter how man searches and how man wants to actualize himself,
他越要实现自己，他会伤害自己，伤害旁边的人。
The more he wants to self-actualize, the more he will hurt himself and others.
所以上帝要拯救人。
And so God wants to save.
所以他拯救人的样子就是他自己成为人的样子来到地上。
And so God took the human form. He came on earth in order to save man.
圣经说道成肉身，上帝成为披戴人性人的样子来到地上。
So the Word became flesh. God took on human form to came to live on earth.
那他来到地上做什么呢？
And he came to earth for what purpose?
他给人看人真正的样子是什么？
He reveals to humans what is the true self of humans.
那人看到他的时候很惊讶。
So when humans see God in human form, they are very amazed.
并不是他有三只眼睛，两个鼻子，不是。
It's not that he has three eyes or two noses.
也不是人拜的哦，这个神很多手，不是。他跟人你我一样。
It's not that he has many hands, but he's just like you and I.
他有人的性情。
He has the human temperament.
但是呢，人发现，他跟我们的欲望是不一样的。
But humans discover that he has different desires from us.
这个世界每一个人都要争取自己要的，我要什么？我要实现自己。
Everyone in the world, we fight for what we want.
我要有钱，我要成功，我要那个，我要像那个人一样。
I want to be wealthy. I want to be successful. I want to be like that someone.
但是只有他，这位道成肉身的神。
But only the God who became human.
他是完全的听从上帝。
He completely obeyed God.
完全的听从那个自由拥有的那个父神。
He completely listened to the everlasting Father.
然后呢，他完全的爱人。
And he completely loves humans.
到什么地步，他舍去自己的，为人舍去自己。
To the extent that he can sacrifice his life for humans.
丢弃自己的生命来拯救他们。
He can sacrifice his life to save humans.
就是上帝来到人间，没有一个人能够做这个东西。
So God came to earth. No one else can do this.
然后他讲一个最重要的话。
And he said this very the most important thing.
凡要得着生命的会丧掉生命。
Whoever wants to have life will lose life.
也凡丧掉生命的会救活自己的生命。
But whoever lose life will save his own life.
然后他讲这句话之后呢，他上到十字架。
And after saying this, he went to the cross.
为那个离开神的罪人死。
And he died for the sinners who have departed from God.
付了他们犯罪的那个代价。
And he bore the price of a human sin.
很奇妙，所以我们每次在复活节受难节，我们听一个百听不厌的道理。
So every time during Good Friday and Easter, we share this evergreen message.
刚才我们也读到。
And we have read just now.
这个就是上帝给人类的福音。
This is the gospel that God has given.
那福音是什么
？What is this gospel?
就是神来到地上为人死了。
That is God came on earth to die for humans.
然后他三天后复活。
And 3 days later he resurrected.
就死了又复活。
He died and he came back to life.
然后他显给很多的人看。
And he revealed himself to many witnesses.
所以证明这个是历史性的一个真实的事物。
To prove that this is a historical event.
真实的发生过。
It has truly taken place.
那是你不信的话，你问他，你问彼得，你看那个500个人看过耶稣复活，你问他们。
If you do not believe, you can ask Peter. You can ask the 500 eyewitnesses.
因为很多人不能明白，为什么死了会复活，这是什么意思
？Because many people cannot understand what does it mean by dying and coming back.
你们知道吗？以前我读圣经的时候呢，为什么圣经很多的字都是讲死的
In the past, when I read the Bible, I wonder why the Bible mentioned a lot of death.
然后我们华人最不喜欢这个字，不要讲死啊！哦。
And to Chinese, it's a taboo to mention death.
啊，那耶稣为什么要死？
So why did Jesus have to die?
然后我有一天我就翻开圣经，我说：“上帝，你应该是活的嘛。”
So one day when I read the Bible, I ask God, "You should be alive."
神怎么会死
？How can God die?
那你的死跟我有什么关系
？And what has your death got to do with me?
那我不要死嘞。
I don't want to die.
然后呢，我又翻开圣经的时候，我看到耶稣来的时候，他讲生命，什么是生命
？Then when I read the Bible again, I realized that when Jesus came, he talked about life.
他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
我来了就是要给人生命。
And I came to give humans life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And so that they can have it to the full.
然后复活在我，生命也在我。耶稣这么说。
And Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life."
如果你打开圣经的话，不但是死字，那个生命也是一直出来。
So when you read the Bible, it's not only mentioning death, but also a lot on life.
耶稣来到地上的时候，好像随便是个生命，生命，生命，都是生命，就是给生命，给医治。给能力，对，给生命。
So when Jesus came on earth, he kept giving life, healing, and power.
那全部给到最后呢，死掉。
And he kept on giving until eventually he died.
那为什么要这样啊
？Why has it to be like that?
哦，我就明白了。
And I understood.
原来他死了，他的生命才能来到我们的身上。
That when he died, then his life can become.
所以他给人的生命不是你七十年、八十年单单在地上活着的生命。
So the life that Jesus gave us is not merely the 70, 80 years of earthly life.
七八十年活着的生命，你知道这个是有限的，是会结束的。
You know your 70 to 80 earthly life will come to an end.
人来到这个地上，呼吸的第一口气，就是要结束他的生命而走下去的。你呼吸到完了，就是死了。
When we came on earth with our first breath, it's to for us to live to the last breath when we die.
所以耶稣他最终要死。
So eventually Jesus died.
让他的生命能够给我们这将要死的人。
So that he can pass on his life to those of us who are facing death.
哦，原来神要死。
So God wants to die.
才能把生命给我。
Then he can give us his life.
然后我再问，为什么神要又有三天后复活？这是玩一个游戏嘛？又要复活了啊
？Then I ask, why does God have to come back to life after 3 days?
啊，那他复活代表什么？跟我有什么关系
？And what has his resurrection got to do with me?
哎，他复活是要告诉我们，死亡是不能困住上帝的。
And his resurrection is to tell us that death cannot bind God.
上帝是绝对不能死的。
God can certainly not die.
上帝是有永能的。
God has eternal power.
他为人的罪死了之后，然后又复活。
After dying for the human sin, he will come back to life.
然后特别他要战胜那个死亡的，他是怎么战胜
？And how can he have victory over death?
他是要用死来战胜死。
He has to use death to overpower death.
这什么道理啊？我不太懂。
What kind of theory is this?
好像太极啊，好像你用死来战胜死。
It's like Tai Chi.
好像就是这样。
It's like you have to win death with death.
这是一个属灵的奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
你不要死，你非要死不可。
You don't want to die, but you still have to die.
对不对？但是你用死来战胜那个死。
But you can use death to overpower death.
这是只有上帝能够做的事情。
And only God can do that.
他才能把那个生命赐给人。
Then he can give life to humans.
赐给你和我。
To give you and I.
所以叫我们今天我们真信耶稣的人，其实我们。不怕生命结束的那一刻。
So those of us who truly believe Jesus, we are not afraid of our last breath.
所以为什么甚至有时候我们有病的时候，我们还是有希望
？So we still have hope even when we have illness.
因为这个身体结束了还有。
Because when this physical body ends, there's still further.
我们在这个地上失去了什么，我们知道过后是会得，并且得的更无限的。
Whatever we lost on this earth, we know that we will receive more later on.
这个就是耶稣所带来死而复活的福音。
And this is the gospel that Jesus bring on death and resurrection.
所以凡要得着生命的会丧掉生命。
So those who wants to have life will lose life.
凡要自我实现的，要活出反而他最后最痛苦。
Those who want self-actualization, eventually they are the most miserable.
然后但那跟主一同死的，他要跟主一同复活。
But those who die together with Jesus will live again with the Lord.
他因信主，所以他失去愿意失去的，最后他会得到更多。
Because of his faith in God, he lost something, but eventually he received even more.
这就是基督信仰最伟大的死而复活的道理。
This is the greatest truth on the Christian death and resurrection.
所以你复活节来到教会的时候
，So when you come to the church on Easter,
你能够听到这个福音是很有福的。
You are very blessed to hear this.
因为全世界的人他们都要得。
Because everyone in the world, they keep wanting.
他们因为得不到而痛苦。
And they are very miserable because they cannot get it.
然后到最后得到了，发现不是自己要的。
And eventually, even after receiving it, they realize it is not what they wanted.
我们只会听到人说，我不知道我要什么，我只知道我不要这个，我不要那个。
People always say, I don't know what I want, I just know what I don't want.
因为他们不明白什么叫在主里面死。
Because they do not understand what is meant by dying in the Lord.
你才能在主里面活。
Then you can come alive in the Lord.
今天。最后的话，我要祝福你们。
So with final words, I want to bless you.
你们知道吗？在这个世界最幸福的人。
Who is the most blissful person on this earth?
像刚才我们读到的这处经文，使徒保罗他说什么
？Like the scripture we read just now, Apostle Paul, what did he say?
他说，因为他相信了基督的死而复活。
He said because he believed in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
所以我天天冒死。
And so he faced death every day.
什么叫天天冒死？
What is him facing the risk of death every day?
就是我来到地上以前，我以为我是为了要得而来的。
That is in the past, he thought that he came to earth to receive, to get.
自从我看到耶稣，他来到地上，他是失去一切的。
Then ever since I saw Jesus, he came on earth to lose everything.
他是为了失去一切，甚至自己的生命而活的。
And he lived in order to lose everything, including his own life.
所以保罗说，我今天天天冒死。
And so Paul said.Today I face death every day.
为了得着将来跟主一样的荣耀的复活。
In order to receive the same glorious resurrection as our Lord Jesus.
所以你天天冒死吗
？So are we facing death every day?
什么叫死
？What is meant by death?
我们基督教讲的死是什么
？What is the death that Christians talk about?
就是你信了耶稣之后。
That is after believing Jesus.
耶稣把你带到最荣耀、最幸福的人生。
Jesus brought you into the most glorious and blissful life.
就是叫你不要再为自己活。
Such that you no longer live for yourself.
你的生命的那个真正上帝造你的自我的潜能要发挥出来，是你要死的。
In order to fulfill the potential that God has given you, you need to die.
那你的生命、你的时间、你的精力、你的一切的一切，交给主，这个就是死了。
You need to commit your life, your time, every resources you have, and that is considered as death.
不是为自己活，乃是为主而活。
No longer living for yourself, but for God.
为着祝福你旁边的人而活。
In order to bless people around you.
你跟你的配偶在一起，不是你要爱我，你要 serve 我，不是这个。
So when you are with your spouse, it's not you telling your spouse you need to love me, you need to serve me.
我为你付出。
But I sacrifice for you.
虽然你有情绪，无私的爱你。
Even though sometimes you have emotions, I will love you selflessly.
那反而最后你得到他一切的爱了。
And eventually.You will receive all the love of God.
有时我们教导我们孩子，我们没有办法，我们不懂怎么教。
Sometimes we do not know how to teach our children.
我们就告诉他，在这个地上最重要的，你要认识神。
We only need to tell our children the most important truth. You need to know God.
爸爸妈妈只能把最好的，我能懂的，我告诉你。
Parents can only give you the best.
但是只有上帝能够祝福你。
But only God can bless you.
然后你把他交给主。
And then you commit your children to God.
你会发现你的孩子长大之后很奇妙的一个人带领他，他会成为很杰出的孩子。
And you realize as your child grows up, a wonderful being will guide him.
我在养育我的孩子的时候呢
？As I raise my children.
我一直跟我自己说的，不要为了他们，只有一生为了他们。
I keep telling myself, do not live just solely for them.
上帝把他们给我，叫我认识很多其他的孩子，懂得也因为养育他们。懂得也祝福其他的孩子，了解其他的孩子。
God has given me my children so that I can understand other children and can bless them.
有些孩子呢，不会读书的，叫他来我的家，师母教他们读书。
Some children are not so good in their studies. Come to my house, my wife will teach them.
我的孩子呢，有 PSLE 的时候，我说你的朋友真的很迷茫的，不懂的，来到我家，我们教他读书。
When my child is doing the PSLE, I ask.Her to invite her PSLE friends who are very lost.
我的孩子都好，都过了。
So my children all passed the exams.
你们明白吗？这个叫死了。
So that is considered dying.
圣经有一个原理。
The Bible has one principle.
我最后跟各位讲这一个最重要的原理。
I will share with you this most important principle.
主耶稣说，一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，就不能结出很多籽粒了。
Jesus said, if a grain of wheat does not die and fall to the ground, it cannot produce many seeds.
对。一个 seed， 一个籽粒。
So one seed，
这是一个有什么？给你吃也吃不饱。
Even if I feed you with one seed, you will also not be full.
能做什么？没有用的。
What can it do? It's useless.
多么渺小。
It's very small.
好像人的生命多么渺，在永恒里面多么渺小。
It's like human life is so minute in eternity.
但是这个 seed 掉在地上之后呢，生出来死掉了，它一定要死。 死了之后新的生命出来。
But this seed has to die, fall into the ground, and it can produce new life.
也成为一个树。
It becomes a tree.
它能够结果子，喂饱很多的人。
It can bear fruits to feed many people.
它能够给人遮盖，给对对那个树叶。
Its leaf can cover people.
它的树木可以用来就是用柴有烧，能够做纸张这些东西。
The stems can be used as fuel and also make paper.
各种的东西能够用。
It's a lot of uses.
就一个小小的 seed.如果我们要讲自我实现，什么叫自我实现？
If we want to talk about self-actualization, what is it?
这个世界的人只有懂我要得。
These people, the people of the world only knows they want to attain.
哎呀，我像一个 seed， 我要多得十个 seed 啊！你来给我。
I'm just like one seed. I want to get 10 more seeds.
十个 seed 你吃也吃不饱。
Even you have 10 seeds, you also cannot be full.
但是你的潜能就在于你死了。
But your potential lies in you dying.
你把你的生命交给上帝。
You commit your life to God.
为他而活了。
You live for God.
像他一样，为了祝福你旁边的人而活。
And just like him, you live in order to bless people around
you. 你天天失去自己的欲望、向往、贪心。
You die to your own desires and greed every day.
很奇妙的，你有一天发现，万民都来到你的面前。
And amazingly, one day you realize that all peoples will come before you.
人人都爱你。
Everyone will love you.
你的孩子都孝顺你。
And your children will be filial to you.
我跟你们说。
Let me tell you.
你无论什么成就，过几年就忘记了。
Whatever accomplishments you have, after a few years, you'll be forgotten.
今天有世界杯，每个人啊 ，World Cup， 哪一个国家会拿到
？Now this year is a World Cup. Everybody is very concerned who gets the championship.
十二年前谁拿 World Cup champion？ 你还记得吗
？Do you still remember who was the champion 12 years ago？
忘了。
It's all forgotten.
哎呀，生了孩子，哎呀，孩子多么什么都为他，对不对？
You have given birth, and you are very concerned about your children.
你全身心关注在他。
And your entire focus is on the children.
过了三十年之后。
After 30 years.
只有你们两个老的在桌子上吃饭了。
Only the two of you elderly will be dining at the table.
你们了解我的意思吗
？Do you get my point?
人会走的。
Humans will depart.
人会长大的。
Humans will grow up.
然后我们自己最后就是慢慢退化了。
And we ourselves will degenerate gradually.
这是一个事实。
That is the truth.
如果你要得的话
，If you keep wanting to receive,
你最后什么都失去掉。
Eventually, you will lose everything.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
上帝说，你失去你自己。
God says, if you die to yourself,
在基督里面活起来。
You can come alive in Christ.
把你的生命交给主。
Commit your life to Christ.
或者你已经说，我已经把生命交给主。
Or you say, I've already committed my life to Jesus.
但是你交了，然后你又自己活。
But you have committed, but you still live by your own way.
所以你痛苦。
And that's why you are miserable.
所以你要全然的交给他。
So you need to wholly commit yourself to him.
为了死而活的。
We live in order to die.
神会叫你活。
And then God will make you alive.
所以再说最后一遍。
So let me say it for one last time.
凡要得着生命的，会丧掉生命。
Those who want to get life will lose their life.
凡丧掉生命的，会得着生命。
And those who lose their life will get the life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
就感谢你今天，你用你的话勉励我们。
Lord, thank you for encouraging us with your word.
主，你知道当中有很多你的儿女。
Lord, we know that among us there's a lot of your children here.
有一些是在教会许久。
Many of them have been made very long in the church.
有一些呢，可能也离开教会了。
Some of them may have departed the church.
今天他们到教会里面听到你的声音。
But today they are here in the church to listen to your voice.
主，你叫他们再次听到这死而复活的福音。
Lord, you make them once again heard this gospel of death and resurrection.
主，这是这么荣耀的福音。
This is a very glorious gospel.
你用你的话再次要激励他们的心，激活他们的心。
With your words, you want to make their life alive, their hearts alive again.
主，求你再次复兴我们。
Lord, please revive us once again.
把我们冷淡的心除去。
Lord, remove our cold hearts.
我们软弱的心除去。
Get rid of our weak hearts.
主，我们当中也有第一次听到你的福音的。
Among us, there's also people who are hearing the gospel for the first time.
或是听了几次。
Or a few times.
稍微有感动。
They may have slight conviction.
但是还没有全然的接受你。
But they have not fully accepted you.
他们不明白这死而复活的荣耀的福音的奥秘在哪里。
They do not understand the mystery of this glorious gospel of death and resurrection.
主给我们看了你怎么失去你的生命，但是得回来了。
Lord, you show us how you lost your life and find it back.
主，这是人最荣耀的样子。
This is the most glorious image.
因为人是按着神的形象被造的。
Because humans are created in the image of God.
人是好代表上帝来管理治理一切的。
Humans, we represent God to rule over everything.
人是代表上帝来爱万人的。
Humans, we represent God to love everyone.
主，有时候我们因为为了自己伤害旁边的人，求主你怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us whenever we hurt others because of our own sake.
我们愿意放弃我们自己的生命。
We are willing to let go of our own lives.
求你改变我们的生命。
Lord, please transform our lives.
愿主得到一切的荣耀。
May God have the greatest glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.